Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we have a budget that was a lot of overtime to get that done and shutdown of the state government and all the rest of that. But now is when we see sort of how that becomes reality.
Yeah, what we're seeing right now is a lot of local units of government are really now dealing with the outcomes in the aftermath of the budget setting session for the legislature. So, you know, from a very local level, you'll be reading and seeing articles in your newspaper and on the radio about city council setting some levy limits or some targets. Mm-hmm. Most cities and counties are doing that right now, and they're doing it in a worst-case scenario type way.
Sure.
And then as December rolls around, then they set their final. So, you know, you're seeing, you know, just locally looking around, you know, we've seen from as low as 5% increases in property taxes to as high as about 9%. And that's just from the local government standpoint. So you look at that from a property tax standpoint. But then you go on to the other entities that are affected by state budgeting, colleges, universities.
Sure.
You know, so the tuition talk is definitely heating up. And what would the next year of students be paying to go to college? And so it's really now in the hands of those that make government work on a very local, you know, grassroots effort. It's the people that are in the trenches making government work that are dealing with the issues right now.
Certainly, you know, the higher education piece rings very, very loudly here at the university. And it is a concern among students with tuition costs. If you look at the trend over the last 5-10 years, it's just been going up and up and up.
Yeah, you know, the administrators are faced with tough decisions, you know, just like a local units of government. Do you raise taxes, or in this case, tuition?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you cut services or cut faculty? You know, from a city level, do you cut park and rec? Do you cut firemen? Do you cut police? Or do you raise taxes to keep everything status quo? And that's no different than what colleges and universities are dealing with. You know, I would just contend that it's probably a little bit more sensitive from the colleges and universities standpoint, from the simple standpoint that, you know, the higher tuition goes, we're going to price certain people out of the market.
Well, and I think that's, you know, obviously one of the goals and missions of a state university system and the MinSCU system in general is to offer higher education to all Minnesotans. And it's pretty difficult when, as you say, it sort of prices it out of the market for some people.
It's a big bag of worms because you raise tuition to a point where you're detracting children from going to college. What does that do to the workforce in 5 to 10 years? What does that do to entrepreneurship, innovation, business development, some of those key things that really create a tax base that can hopefully bring us out of a budget funk?
Yeah.
So it's a chicken and an egg discussion, but it's, you know, we need the state to get back on better fiscal grounds. That's the bottom line.
Well, Brad, thanks so much for dropping by. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.